Crosswalks are intended to protect pedestrians, but for years, traffic engineers have quietly debated whether they work. NPR's Joseph Shapiro reports that a study in the Journal of the American Medical Association arrives at a surprising conclusion.
It's a lousy night to be a pedestrian. Dark, cold, and it started to rain. And this is a dangerous crosswalk. In the middle of a long block on a busy street in Arlington, Virginia, there are stores and office buildings. People dart across the street, turning their coats over their heads, trying to stay dry. There's a new kind of crosswalk here. Step to the edge of the curb, and five lights start flashing in the roadway, sort of like the runway lights that guide an airplane as it makes a night landing. On this night, Terry Bellamy is watching how drivers react.
He waited, he saw them come in, he was looking. And that's what you want the cops to do. You want them to acknowledge that there's pedestrians.
Bellamy is Arlington's chief traffic engineer. He calls these flashing lights an intelligent pedestrian crossing system. Bellamy stopped by here every day since the lights were put in 6 weeks ago.
I've got a couple other locations I want to put it, so I keep coming to this spot to see. Are we getting the type of response that we want?
Now, some new research shows what traffic engineers like Bellamy have long suspected, that regular crosswalks sometimes make accidents happen. Epidemiologist Thomas Kepsel.
It's telling the pedestrian that you should be able to depend on drivers stopping for you here, even though they don't always do that. And so the pedestrian has a sort of false sense of confidence.
Kepsel works at the Harborview Prevention and Injury Research Center in Seattle. He says that drivers and pedestrians often get mixed signals from crosswalks.
It's a very common scenario where even if a dutiful driver stops in the nearest lane to the pedestrian, but the stopped car itself ends up obstructing the view from oncoming cars in the next lane over. And so the pedestrian's walking in front of the stopped car and walks right into the path of a moving car that hasn't even noticed he's there.
Kepsel led a team of researchers. They studied 283 accidents involving elderly pedestrians in six Western cities. They found that crosswalks were safe where there was a traffic light or a stop sign. But where there was nothing to slow a car down, unmarked crosswalks were much safer than marked ones.
The risk of an older pedestrian being hit was about 3.5 times greater when there was a marked crosswalk present than when there was no marked crosswalk.
There are close to 5,000 pedestrian fatalities across the country every year. About 1 in 5 involve elderly pedestrians. They tend to walk more slowly, they're less able to get out of the way of a speeding car, and if they get hit, they are more likely to die.
The fact that seniors are dying on our crosswalks is a public health tragedy.
That's Bella Dinzar. She's the Traffic Safety Policy Director for the AAA.
Traffic safety is a stepchild of medicine and public health. We're often eclipsed by more dramatic types of diseases such as cancer, heart disease, and all of these things are important.
But there are some relatively easy solutions for traffic safety. In Arlington, traffic engineer Terry Bellamy says the key is behavior.
Human factor is what causes accident. And what we're trying to do is to change the human factors for drivers to operate vehicles in this corridor.
That's why the flashing lights here are angled to make them very visible to drivers, but not so visible to pedestrians. That way, the pedestrians watch the cars instead of watching the lights and assuming the cars will stop, because sometimes they don't.
Now, whoop, he went right through, didn't stop at all.
This guy, no, he's not stopping either. How about this guy? No? All right.
Cross at your own risk here.
Joseph Shapiro, NPR News, Arlington, Virginia.